السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال الله تعالى في آية أخرى ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen a deen of people. And there are many people today who have fallen into a misunderstanding that this deen is a deen of texts, a deen of books, and a deen of words only. No. You can have the biggest library, you can have the biggest degrees, you can have read the greatest number of books, but unless you take your deen from people, you will never be on true deen. Allah Ta'ala Himself made it clear in Surah Al-Fatiha, when He taught us to make the most important dua that we would ever need. And that's the dua of Hidayah, Ihdina. Taught us to make this dua of Hidayah over and over and over again. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, Ihdina. Sahaba made dua, Ihdina. Tabeen, Tabai Tabeen, Mufassireen, Muhaddiseen, Fuqaha, Usuleen, Awliyai, Kamileen. All of them making this dua, Ihdina Siratul Mustaqeem. The most made dua in the history of humanity. For Hidayah. Hidayah unto what? Siratul Mustaqeem. Now when Allahu Rabbul Izzat in Quran, He wanted to explain what is the Siratul Mustaqeem? What is that path that is straight? What is that path that will take you straight to the Qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did Allah ta'ala describe that path? Define that path. It's a path of people. Siratul Ladina. It's a path of people. Alladina an'amta alayhim. That Allah, You sent Your inamat on them. That You have blessed them. Imagine today people talk like this, that there's no need for people, there's no such thing as special people, there's no such thing as a blessed person. Hey, don't they recite Surah Fatiha? Ghoshi nahi hai. Don't they realize that they themselves are making dua for these people? Alladheena an'amta alayhim. The people whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed. And when Allah Ta'ala blesses those people, you put yourself in connection with those people. You put yourself in the shadow of those people. You put yourself in the pros of those people. You put yourself in the vicinity of those people. You will get those inamat. Those anwarat, fuyuzat, tajliyat. Alhamdulillah, we're sitting in a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had one of His great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waliyum min awliya illah. Siddiqun bin Siddiqeen. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Ramtale, who I only met once in my life. Once. You know, sometimes in your life, if you meet a person once, it's a very special thing. There's some people like that in this world. And I'll tell you something, I don't know if you'll be able to understand. In tasawwuf, normally a person loves their own shaykh so much, that it's difficult to love another shaykh. Don't misunderstand. Normally a person loves their own shaykh so much, it's difficult to love another shaykh. And my own life story is like a lot of you who were touched by Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Ramtane, because I was touched by my Shaykh. I came from a non-religious background, non-dini background. But my Shaykh is everything to me. My Salah is due to my Shaykh. My Sunnah is due to my Shaykh. My Iman is due to my Shaykh. Let alone Zikr being due to Shaykh. So in my life, it's just been my experience. At one level of love, I love all Mashaykh, all Ulama. I'm not saying we don't have that love. But there's like personal type of love. that sometimes it's difficult to feel. It's this is a net you can't control this. Ye ghair ikhtiyari cheez hai, ye kudrati cheez hai, tabi cheez hai. You can't control this. And when I met Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Ramtalai once in my life, and this is before I heard any of the stories, I had no thought of him whatsoever. And I never even heard from my Hazratji yet at this point anything about him. In fact, because I was myself fairly new to South Africa, to be honest with you, I never even heard of him. Just on that trip, somebody told me that, oh, there's the Sheikh. And I said, yes, we'd love to meet. Allahu Akbar. He met me with so much love and warmth because I was Hazratji's student, my Hazratji's student, that I was amazed. And something about that meeting touched my heart. And I still remember the day when I got the news that he passed away. Allahu Akbar. And I didn't think I would cry at the passing away of anybody other than my Shaykh. And I'd only met him once in my life when I started crying. And I told my wife, because my wife had not met, she didn't come with me on that trip, and she didn't know. And she didn't understand. And she was asking, she thought maybe one of my asatas had passed away. She thought maybe one of my uncles passed away. Allahu Akbar. And I couldn't explain to her. Because how can you explain these things? So there's some people in this world that you meet them just once, they touch your heart. And even if you meet a person just once, it means something. Yes, it's deen. If a person met Nabi Kareem Sassam just once, he became Sahabi. Just once. Alhamdulillah, you were to Ashab al-Suffa, but I also have sharf that I was Sahabi of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. Alhamdulillah. It's an honor for me. It's a karam for me. And then after that, we heard so many stories. And one thing I didn't get to see, which you people got to see, and I think if I was able to see that, I may have just melted, which is to see Hazrat Ji and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, my Hazrat Ji and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel together. Ye pata nahi kya manzar hoga. Aap log khush naseeb hai, aap mein se aksar se shayad, ye bhi dekho. Most of many of you may be so fortunate that you may have seen this beautiful vision. And our Hazrat Ji had so much love for Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Ramtalai. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Ramtalai had so much love for our Hazrat Ji. And to have this love is one thing, and I was sharing with Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib today, but to express this love is something rare. Like I said, the Kaaba all have love for each other, Alhamdulillah. But ye izhar-e-muhabbat jo hai na, so they say na, jis muhabbat mein shiddat hai na, wo izhar ke baghair reh nahi sakta. When there's a lot of love, real intense feelings of love, it's uncontrollable, it spills out. It spills out. So the way it appeared to me is the way that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala had this love for each other. Special love for each other. Unique love between Sahaba. The greatest love between a person and a Nabi, Nabi Kareem Sassam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the unique unparalleled love between two Sahabi, between Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sometimes this happens. This is part of nisbat. Because there's awliya Allah, they have nisbat with Sahaba, and they have nisbat with Anbiya. But the awliya of this ummah, they also have khas nisbat with Sahaba. And many of the ahwal and kifiyat, and even incidents of Sahaba, replicate themselves in the lives of the awliya of this ummah, because Sahaba were the asal awliya, they're the real awliya, they're the master awliya of this ummah. So this tradition of awliyaullah is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For these alladhina an'amta alayhim, Allah ta'ala explains in Quran, alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim. Who are they? Min al-nabiyyin wa-siddiqin wa-shuhada'i wa-salihin. Of nabiyyin, Nabi Kareem, someone's last and final prophet messenger. You can't find any anymore, and you never will be able to. Shuhada, by their very definition, they're no longer going to be with us on earth. So that leaves two categories of people left who you can have a living relationship with, and they're called Siddiqeen and Salihin. Siddiqeen. Without Siddiqeen and Salihin, he dies incomplete. Yes. Somebody says, I only take hidayah from Allah Ta'ala and Quran and Sayyidina Rasulullah and Sahaba. I say you're incomplete. Yes. Because Quran says you have to take hidayah from Allah Ta'ala, from Quran, from Sayyidina Rasulullah, from Sahaba, from all Nabiyeen, from all Shuhada, from all Siddiqeen and all Salihin. You're incomplete. You're naqis. Yes. So the Siddiqeen, it means that they are true. They are truer to Allah Ta'ala than we are. They truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They truly know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They truly love Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They truly follow His sunnah. They are true. Now look, Allah Ta'ala put such a beautiful way in our deen. Kunu ma sadiqeen. That those who are untrue, they should simply be with the true. Just be. Allah Ta'ala could have said, Ati'u sadiqeen, obey them. Ittabi'u sadiqeen, follow them. Many things. No. Just kunu. Just be with the sadiqeen. Just be with them. The truth that they have in their heart will spill over into your heart. Yes, we've seen it happen and you've seen it happen. It's ajeeb. Just being with them. Can you imagine what a mercy this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like the magnet, you put a piece of steel next to it. Just being next to the magnet makes it magnetic. Just be. Doesn't even have to touch. Doesn't even have to have ittisal. Just be close to the magnet and it becomes magnetic. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. You know, when I was with Australia, with Hazrat in Australia, and one Mulana, he came to take bayat. Mulana Zirullah and Tanvi Sam. And when he take bayat, I never saw anybody cry so much in my life when taking bayat. I've never seen anybody cry so much when taking bayat. Now, I was wondering, and Hazrat son, Hafiz Saifullah Sahib, was with us on the Safar also, but many times, I didn't have the strength to ask Hazrat, but alhamdulillah, Hafiz Saifullah, because Hazrat's son, many times he asked Hazrat these things. So later on, several days later, after Mullah Tanvi went back to wherever he was from, so Hafiz Saifullah asked Hazrat, that why was he crying so much? Because he said, beta, jiska pehle shaykh faut ho jaye na, jab woh dobara bayat hota hai na, isi tarah rota hai. In English, that when a person's first shaykh passes away, when first shaykh passes away and they come again to second shaykh, then this is how it happens. They cry. Because they become like an orphan. Real orphan. It's a spiritual orphan. When your biological father dies, the world calls you an orphan. When your spiritual father dies, your heart calls you an orphan. Allahu Akbar. Now I think that who bared this against Sahaba Ikram? Sometimes I wonder really, how did Sahaba Ikram get this zarf? Yeh bhi sahaba ki itne baatein qabil-e-tareef hain, yeh bhi qabil-e-tareef. How did they get this zarf? How were they able to withstand this? How were they able to handle this? The passing away of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't imagine how they did it. How could one bear with that loss? Today somebody loses their parent, they find it difficult. Lose their sheikh, they find it difficult. Can you imagine the state of Sahaba Ikram when they lost Nabi Akreem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they had no time to recuperate. No time. They don't have any chance. There was no period, where they could regroup. Immediately they were thrust into another role. Immediately they became guides of this ummah. Sometimes I imagine that who would have been the first tabi? Must have been somebody who must be the first tabi. So who must that person have been? So I make a story just to capture this concept. So imagine there's somebody living in some place in the desert of Arabia and he hears about Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hears about his husn, he hears about his nur, he hears about his akhlaq. So he makes niyat in his heart that I also want to take iman.
on this last and final Prophet and Messenger. So he sets out a journey, and he's crossing the desert, and crossing the desert, and crossing the desert, and maybe it takes him weeks, maybe it takes him months, and finally he arrives in Medina Munawwara. And he enters into Medina Munawwara, and what does he see? He sees that everybody is crying. Because everybody is crying. He doesn't understand. And he goes to one person and says, you know, I came looking for that person who is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for that last and final Prophet. And then he tells this to this person, and the person starts crying even more. Then he goes to a second person and says, I'm looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the person starts crying even more. Then he goes to a third person. I'm just constructing a story for you. Goes to a third person. That person then tells him, oh, you just missed him. He just passed away a few minutes ago. Few minutes ago. This must have been the first tabi. It must be like this. Huh? You just missed him. He passed away a few minutes ago. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aad log tarasta hai na ke humne Hazrat Thanvi Rahmat ki didar nahi ki, humne Hazrat Hakeem Akhtar sahab ki didar nahi ki, aap qadr karo, ek waqt aayega log tarsenge ke Hazrat Nubaan Yusuf ki didar nahi ki. Aapka bhi hosh nahi hai. Ye hota hai waqt ke saath. So he told this. Now can you imagine that person's heart? That you traveled and last Prophet, last and final Prophet, and you just missed him. You just missed him. So what's that person going to do? Is he going to turn around and go away? No. He's going to ask that person, okay, I just missed him. I didn't get to see him. Did you know him? And then that sahaba will start crying. Huh? Oh, did I ever know him? Oh, don't ask me. Na puche. Huh? Did I ever know him? So then he'll grab that sahaba. And say, look, I missed him. I'm not going to miss you. That's called tabi. I missed him. I'm not going to miss you. I'm constructing a story for you. Then what's your name? Abu Huraira. What's your name? Abu Huraira. Bas, I'm not going to let go of you. So Abu Huraira asks, what can I do for you? Because up till this point, he's never viewed himself. What can I do for you? So that tabi will say, whatever you learned from him, I want to learn from you. Whatever you got from him, I want to get from you. Whatever he did for you, I want you to do for me. Yes. Now you think, what do you think? This deen is about texts? You think Sayyidina Abu Huraira is going to bring out his copy? His notebook? And say, okay, here, you copy these things down. These are the words I heard. And you go back to your village. No way. Today people think I have Bukhari and Muslim on my shelf. No. No way. What would he say? He says, you want to get from me what I got from him? You want me to do for you what he did for me? Idra shabash. You will have to sit with me. You will have to live with me. You will have to associate with me. You will have to sohbah with me. You will have to spend a few years with me. And then maybe a drop of what I got from him will be able to enter you. This is the beginning of Kunu Ma Sadiqeen. First tabi. Because the awwal Sadiqeen and Siddiqeen are Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. There's no way this was about texts. No way. No way. Even in the lifetime of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in his life, it wasn't about text. For example, now, again, I'm constructing story. Nabi Akram the hadith, Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb, O wabir as-sabil, that be in this world as a stranger to it, or just like you're a traveler on the path. Now what do you think? How is this hadith being taught? Do you think the next day Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala comes with a piece of paper, Ya Rasulullah Sam, look, I wrote it down. I made it a text. Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb, O wabir as-sabil. If that were to happen, Nabi Kareem sometimes say, Idra Shabash. Give me that piece of paper. Oh my beloved companions, don't give me those words back to me. No. Live that life that feels these words. Bring me that lived life, not that text. Bring me that lived life that feels like a stranger in this world or a traveler on the path. That's why I said these words to you. Not just so you get words. So even when Nabiyyu Kareem Sassam was alive, deen is not about words. It's about feelings. It's about feelings. Where are you going to get these feelings from? You can only get these feelings from the people who have feelings. You can get meanings from books. You can get wordings from books. Feelings, you can only get from the people who have those feelings. Dalil is from Quran. Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, Al-Rahman fas'al bihi sabira. Allah Ta'ala announces Al-Rahman. He proclaims that I'm Allah, all-merciful Allah, Al-Rahman Allah. Now you have the word, you have the meaning, it's not enough. You want the feeling. Allah Ta'ala, how am I supposed to feel knowing that you are Ar-Rahman? Your being Ar-Rahman is supposed to inspire in my heart what feeling? Fas'al, you must go ask. Make su'al. Fas'al bihi khabira. That person who is khabir. Khub khabar rakhne wala. That person who is deeply aware and informed and feels what it means that Allah Ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. There will always be people, because Qur'an is living Qur'an, there will always be people who are khabir. But there's so few of us who make this su'al. So few of us who ask this question. So few. Our shaykh travels, other mashayikh travel, we travel, we observe. 90% of the people, they don't ask this question. They don't do this. Fas'al bihi khabira. They ask, oh, I have a problem in business. Oh, I need this. Oh, I have this issue. Once in 1996, our Shaykh was sitting with us in the basement of some place in New York. And there were two, three of us. And Shaykh, he told us that I traveled the world looking for diamonds. Allahu Akbar. I traveled the world just looking for the diamonds. And he said, there are very few. Very few. Very few who do this fas'al bihi khabira. Many other things. We don't do qadr of these mashayikh actually. We haven't done qadr of our mashayikh. It's not just for barakat. It's not just for du'as. You should do all of that, no doubt. I'm not against that anyway. Ask for du'as for your family, business, wealth, health, sab kuch. But how many of you asked, Hazrat Walal Amtali, this question? This was the question to ask. Give me Allah. Show me Allah. Introduce me to Allah Ta'ala. Show me this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what was supposed to be learned. This was the real learning. Kunu ma sadiqeen. Fas'al bihi khabira. These awliyaullah, they have a treasure in their heart. They have a treasure. Even if they want to, they can't give that treasure to everybody. Khwaja Mawlana Abdul Malik Siddiq Rahmatullahi once he said that if it was up to me, I would taqseem this nisbah to everyone. Magar upar se ijazat nahi. Yes? They don't have the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have so much love, they just want to give it to anyone and everyone. So now when they want to give it to anyone and everyone, they're dying that somebody comes. Somebody comes who's hami, who's mutahammal of this nisbah. You know, it's like a glass. If a person brings a dirty glass to us, we can't pour milk in it. We can't do it. But we maybe spend some time cleaning the glass, and then they go away, and the next time again their glasses become dirty. Again we clean the glass, again they go away, again next time they come back, again the glass is dirty, again we try to clean the glass, again they go away, and this can keep continuing and continuing and continuing. The mashayikh are searching for that rare gem. Who actually brings a clean glass. Yes. Then that fountain of nur, that nisbat that Allah Ta'ala has given them, then they pour it into that person. They travel looking for that. Meanwhile, they clean the glasses along as they go. They keep cleaning as long as they go. Ye bhi nimat hai. Don't underestimate this either. This itself, because let me tell you, there's no easier way to get your glass clean. Yes. No easier way to get your glass clean. As a Shaulil Amta, he wrote that when there's something that's najis, something that's impure, when the ground is impure, there are two ways to purify it. One is to pour so much water on it that the color, smell, etc., asr, any trace of that impurity goes away. He said the second way is that if the sun comes out and the heat of the sun shines so strongly on that land that due to the heat of the sunlight burns away every trace of that najasa. So mashayikh say that pouring a lot of water, that's like doing kasrat zikr. And then the heat of the sunlight, that's like tawajjuh shaykh, sobat shaykh. And we are not people who make that kasrat zikr anymore. Illa mashallah. Very few of us. So even this is a big thing. This is a big thing. To keep going to mashayikh to get our glass cleaned. This is also something. Allahu Akbar. So that person who used to clean your glass, that muhsin, real muhsin, real benefactor, real caretaker, real nourisher. Allahu Akbar. Our mashayikh sometimes give another example of the gardener. We call it mali in Urdu, gardener. What does it mean? When the gardener plants a seed, then nobody else knows that seed is there. No one else knows. Everybody else is walking over that seed. They trample over that ground where that seed is. Don't worry, if I say anything in Urdu, I'll always translate it to you. Sometimes I just say it once in Urdu for my own enjoyment and also to come up with the translation right there and then. Alright? Yeah. Okay? So they trample. The others, they trample the ground that seed is in because they don't know it is there. But he knows it's there. His heart now is in that seed. His heart is on a piece of ground. Sometimes giving water to it, sometimes putting fertilizer on it, sometimes putting it in a flower pot, putting it in the sun, taking it out of the sun, worrying about its temperature. Then as it grows, then protecting it from weeds, protecting it from pesticides. That's shaitan. Sometimes it has internal rot. Sometimes some leaf gets sick. To trim it, to trim the leaf so that the rot doesn't affect the rest of the plant. To put a stick there so that the plant can grow straight. Well, the gardener is just in love with the plant. Yes. And then there's another seed that has no gardener. Yes. It's another seed. Has no gardener. It grows in the wilderness and the weeds take over it. And rot comes inside it, and then the rot spreads to itself, and the rot spreads to the leaves, and the rot can go on the roots. No one to take care of it. This is what it means to have shaykh. It's a difference. Having shaykh is like have somebody who nourishes the seed of iman, the seed of love for Allah Ta'ala in our heart. If a person who doesn't have shaykh, then different sins and different rot and spiritual diseases, they just crowd out, and they enshroud and they cover that person's nur of their iman. How grateful we should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed us with these mashayikh. Can anybody say, I deserve shaykh? No. Can anybody say, I did khidmat of shaykh? No, no. This is the ihsan of shaykh. If he accepted any of us for any khidmat, there are people more intelligent than us. There are people more handsome than us. There are people with more ilm than us. There are people with more taqwa than us. There are people who did more zikr than us. But still shaykh accepted us. That's how we should feel. In every attribute there are people better than us. This is just the karam, fazl, the generous grace, kindness of shaykh. If any shaykh accepts any one of us for any khidmat, any sohbat. So these awliyaullah, these mashayikh, these siddiqeen, sadiqeen, they are a real blessing for this ummah. Highest level of human is anbiya. Second highest is sahaba. Third is awliya. Yes. Third is awliyaullah. Sahaba and anbiya are also awliya, but they have an untouchable level of wilaya. So we put them in separate category. Nobody can get the wilayat of the anbiya. Nobody can get the wilayat of the sahaba. But the wilayat of the awliya, that is a possibility. Third level of people. Awliyaullah. And in our history, the great ulama also, they used to sit with awliyaullah. This is also something that's fading in our time. Classically, it was no question that awliya are superior to ulama. How can I explain to you? It's a problem. And many of our madrasa graduates, they have such a love for the ulama, which they stood. So if I say the word Imam Munifa, unke muh mein pani aata hai, their heart wells up with yearning, and their heart has passion. If I say Imam Bukhari, their heart wells up with yearning, their heart has passion. If I say Imam At-Tabari, even then their heart will well up and heart has passion. I say Shah Bahauddin Naqshband, nothing happens. Yes, I'm telling you. They have ajnabiyya with awliya. They don't have that same heartfelt relationship. I say Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Muh mein pani nahi aata, nahi aata. They don't have that heartfelt feeling anymore. They don't have that love. Where traditionally, the real alim loved the awliya more than they loved mufassireen. Yes, loved awliya more than they loved muhaddiseen. Loved awliya more than they loved fuqaha. There's a saying in Arabic, Ni'mul amir ala babil fakir. Sometimes people, they think it means wealthy person. So the best wealthy person is the one who sits with the poor. Sometimes people think it means ruler, that the best ruler is the one who sits with the pious people. I feel it means, who is really Amir? What is money and what is kingdom? The person who is really Amir is Alim of Deen. He has something valuable. He, we can say, is Amir. So, Ni'mal Amir ala Babil Fakir, the best Alim is the one who sits at the feet of the awliya. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, we used to keep the company of Abul Hashim As-Sufi, Imam Ahmad was a great alim from Tabai Tabi'in, great muhaddith, great faqih. And Abu Hashim Sufi was a wali of Allah Ta'ala, but not alim. So one day students of Imam Ahmad out there, they asked him, that why do you sit with Abu Hashim Sufi? So he said a beautiful thing, worth writing in gold. He said, Ana alimun bi kitabillah. Ana alimun bi kitabillah. I am an alim of the book of Allah. Ana alimun bi kitabillah. وَهُوَ عَالِمُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ جِي ہاں باقی امام احمد کو اس چیز کی پہچان ہو سکتی ہمیں تو پہچان ہی نہیں ان چیزوں کی he can recognize this means that he is the scholar of Allah I am the scholar of the book of I know the book of Allah intimately he knows Allah intimately I know the book of Allah intimately he knows Allah intimately therefore I sit with him Ni'mal Amir ala Babil Fakir. Yes? It's dying, it's fading. It's a fading tradition. Fading tradition in our own people. Yes? In our own people. We sometimes say very openly, and maybe too openly, I don't know. Jo Sufi nahi wo Deobandi nahi. Maine maan sakta. I can't accept it. Why? What does it mean to be Deobandi? Deobandi means that whatever are the mushtarak sifat, what were the absolutely common features of the first three generations of Akabir of Darul Uloom Deoband, whatever they had in common, that common set of attributes, that's called Deobandi. And other than that common set, they had different temperaments, different rujhan, mizaj, different proclivities. Allah Ta'ala took different work of deen from them. So there's a whole range over there. So we will not to iltizam or hold anyone to any one particular thing in that range. But those few core attributes that were common to every single one of them, you add all that up, that's called Deobandi. So there's one prominent thing that was common to all of them, and that they were people who formerly were in tasawwuf, formerly gave bayat to mashayikh, formerly did the zikr al-askar of the salasal, of the turuq, of the chains of our tasawwuf. And they did so even though they were very pious. Mawlana Qasim Nanotri Ramtale, he was already sahib-e-adab, already sahib-e-tahajjud. Still he went and he gave bayah to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Mahajim Mukhi Ramtale. Such a great alim with so much ilm, with so much ikhlas already. Because he wanted something more. He wanted that extra special qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted that extra special love and belovedness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually the real definition, there were many ulama in Sham and Turk, these were awliya-i Deoband. That's their real hijam, their real hakikat. Who they really were, they were awliya-ullah. They were awliya-ullah. And this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ilmu nur. So this was Darul Anwar. And today, if any Darul Uloom is not Darul Anwar, so it doesn't have the Prophet ﷺ stamp on it. It's easy to make Darul Uloom. It's very difficult to make Darul Anwar. It's not easy. It's not easy. So they were awliya'ullah. They were real lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, real beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah ta'ala took from them every single work of deen. You can see two groups in history where Allah ta'ala took every single branch of khidmat of deen from them. First group is called Sahaba Ikram, and second group is called Ulama Deoband. Every single branch of deen. Anything you can, and it's continuing up till today. Yes, it's jari. It's continuing up till today. Allahu Akbar. It was their wilayat. It was their closeness and their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave them this. These awliyaullah are very special people. It's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Inna min ibadillah. That indeed there are some people from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Law aqsama ala Allahi. That if they say anything and they take Allah ta'ala's name, la abarrahu, Allah ta'ala will fulfill what they say. Sahih hadith, yes? That they just say something, it's not even dua. They just say something and they take Allah ta'ala's name when they say it, la abarrahu, Allah ta'ala will surely fulfill what they say. And you know Imam Bukhari, where he wrote this, in Kitab al-Jihad, it says, khas zawq, that even this area needs awliya. That they were such people that they would raise their hands and they would make dua and they would make sentences and Allah ta'ala would change the maps of the world. Yes? Allahu Akbar. So there are people like that. There are people like that. Allahu Akbar. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't imagine what life would be like without awliya. The whole history of the ummah would be radically different if Allah ta'ala had blessed us with the siddiqeen, sadiqeen, awliyaullah. You have to do qadr of them. You have to value them. Those that were with you, those that are with you, the words that they left behind, the legacy they left behind, the books they left behind, the recordings they left behind. I'll give you another example of a wali I couldn't meet. His name is Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Ludhiani Grahamtali in Karachi. So I studied in that madrasa, but I joined one and a half years after he passed away. I never met him in my life. But unka itna rang charwa tha na, so much effect. So I feel like I met him. The whole madrasa, darulum, teachers, students were dripping and drenched in his nisbat. It was an amazing thing. And so I listened to his cassettes. At that time it was cassettes. Listened to his speeches and read his words. Even though I never ever met him, but you feel a nisbat, you feel a connection. So you should keep listening to the words of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, his words, reading his works, listening to his words. These mashayikh, these awliyaullah, sometimes their faiz means the benefit that they give people even increases after they pass away. Not in some weird sense, in a very real practical sense, like Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi. I mean, Imam al-Ghazali that passed away over 900 years ago. Over 900, 9 centuries ago. But still, so many people benefit from his works. So many people benefit from his words. His books have still, up till today, changed the life of people. Yes? So they leave behind the sadaqah jariyah that continues to benefit people. It was the ikhlas of their heart. Once our shaykh, he said, that jo, I'll translate for you, jo akal ki bunyad par deen ka kaam karta hai, unka sara kaam unke saath hi dafan hota hai. Aur jo kalb ki bunyad par deen ka kaam karta hai, wo dafan ho jayega, unka kaam jari rahega. Yes? Means in English, that person who tries to do work of deen on the basis of their strategy, their tactics, their planning, their ideology, their mission, when they die, their work dies with them. And those people who do work of deen on the basis of their heart, their ikhlas, their love for Allah Ta'ala, their love for people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may pass away from this world, but that love and fikr they had continues to inspire people, continues to connect people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continues to guide people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a big difference. And again, we have this problem with some of our recent graduates. Akal prazor per kaam karte. They try to go straight to the second step. No, first step was to make yourself from zakireen, salikeen. First step was to work on your tazkiyah, to purify your nafs, to adorn your heart with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Because deen ka kaam kiya nahi jata, ye deen ka kaam liya jata. This work of deen is not something you do. It's something that's taken from you. Very difficult. We were sitting with a group of people, some of you are here from there. Very difficult to reach out and explain these things to them. Very difficult. They can't understand this concept. Because they think it's on their own effort and their own activism. Allahu Akbar. I tried my best to explain. It's a very dangerous word. Activism. Allahu Akbar. Huh? They said, it's very difficult. Huh? But every now and then you have to go and give them the message. You have to try. We never give up. We never give up. So these awliyaullah are a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be blessed. You are blessed. And you should feel honored that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graced you with the company of the greatest English speaking wali. Doesn't belong to you as Patel. You have to honor that though. You know what our problem is. If we don't do qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then, rijalullah, we don't do qadr. And you know what it is? Very simple. We should think like this, that Ya Allah, you made such kamal intizam for my tazkiyah. You gave me iman, you gave me Islam, you made me from the ummah of the greatest prophet, Nabi alayhi salam, you granted me this masjid, you granted me sohbah of shaykh, you granted me didah, a vision of shaykh. The only thing that was missing in this whole perfect, absolute, complete package was me. I'm my own missing ingredient in my tazkiyah. That's all it is. That's all it is. We are the missing ingredient. It's that simple. This is our tragedy. This is our tragedy. So you have to make it happen. You have to work on your zikr. You have to work on your nafs. You have to work on your tazkiyah. You can't take it idly. It's not going to fall in your lap. It's not going to happen automatically. You have to become the missing ingredient in tazkiyah. If you become that ingredient, then you will see, inshallah, how easy things will become, how fast you will fly. You will get the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sad. Allah Ta'ala made so many arrangements. In the dunya, that's what we say. If there's a parent and he pays for his child's education, buys the children a library, gives them a desk, gives them a chair, and the child has intelligence, and the child has skills, and he still doesn't study. Still doesn't study, and the child has the best professors, and he still doesn't learn. He would say, oh, that's such a big tragedy. We are doing that in our deen. We are doing it in that deen. Allah Ta'ala gave us opportunities for so much of these ulama and awliya. MashaAllah, in your community in South Africa, you have so many masajid, darulum, maktab. Oh, you have every type of halal meat that I never even imagined in my life seeing in New York. Yes? You have every ease, every comfort, every facility. This is my analysis of a lot of you. You don't value it. You don't appreciate it. Don't appreciate it. So you should make effort on your deen, effort on your zikr, effort on your tazkiyah. Honor these presence of these awliyaullah and honor their memory. Really, we've seen even if a person just does that, Allah Ta'ala raises them up. Yes? Yes, we've got the talib sadiq, a person who is true, sincere seeker. This is the barakatul ikhlas. This is the barakah of sincerity. So we can become a sincere seeker of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere student and companion of our mashayikh and awliya. Then just that ikhlas of wanting Allah ta'ala, you start wanting Allah, Allah ta'ala will start wanting you. When Allah ta'ala starts wanting you, فَإِنْ أَتَانِ يَمْشِي فَأَتَيْتُهُ وَإِنْ أَتَانِ يَمْشِي فَأَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَا. That you come to me, Allah ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, you come to me walking, my mercy will come to you running. My mercy will come to you fleeing. You drag yourself to me, my qurb will come fleeing towards you. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Those who Allah ta'ala drew closer to them. مُقَرَّب. So we just have to make this niyyah, we have to make this intention, we have to plug ourselves into those programs. Make those connections. Connect yourself to the connectors. you will become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept us to do qadr of all of our mashayikh and awliya, to be humble, to be sincere, to be their loving, loyal friends and students. May we benefit from their legacies, benefit from their memories. I'll tell you one last story so that you understand how much these awliyaullah, how much fikr they have, how much love they have. This is a story our shaykh is telling often these days. Our shaykh in our silsila, Hazrat Khwaja Abul Hasan Kharkani Namtale. And recently our shaykh, he was able to get one manuscript of one of his works and is in the process of being edited for publication. The shaykh says that one of the things Hazrat Khwaja Abul Hasan Kharkani Namtale has written is ajeeb. Again, I'll say it first in Urdu and then I'll translate it in English. Hazrat Khwaja Abul Hasan Kharkani Namtale firmate ki agar hum mein se, ya agar hamare kisi bhi ahbab mein se, agar hum se, ya hamare ahbab mein se, kisi bhi ahbab mein se, ek makhi bhi ur kar kisi aur ke jism per baith jaye, hum apne per farz samajhte hai ki unki bhi islah kare. Allahu Akbar. That means that if from me or from any of my colleagues, associates, can mean any mashayikh of nisbat for the rest of time, if from any of them there was a fly on them and the fly was to fly away and land on somebody else, even this adna nisbat, even this slight connection, even that, he said, I feel I have to honor that and I have to do fikr for their tazkiyah and islah. Such a slight nisbat. And Allah Ta'ala blessed you with a much more intense nisbat. You know, Musalli in the same masjid, resident of same city, companion in so many, an associate and fellow in so many gatherings. But that's the fikr these mashayikh have. If we could start having some fikr about our own tazkiyah, then we would make progress on this path of suluk, on this journey to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept this niyat from us. May He make us true salikeen. May He make us true dhakireen. May He make us mukhlisin. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We make short muraqabah, then we make dua. Close your eyes and bow your head. Disconnect yourself from everything in this world and all that it contains. Make niyyah that, Ya Allah, I'm turning you from the core of my being, from my spiritual heart, from my qalb. I want to forget everything but you. My heart wants to feel yearning for you. And that my qalb, my spiritual heart, is calling your name as if my qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I close my eyes and it is you that I see. I close my eyes and it is you that I see. Please fill my heart with your love and mercy. I spent my life running away from you. I spent my life running away from you, and now I have nowhere to turn except you. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. Please change me into an obedient slave. I know one day that I must leave this dunya. I know one day that I must leave this dunya. Please help me leave it as your friend, Ya Allah. Please help me leave it as your friend, Ya Allah. I am ashamed that I have broken your rules. I am ashamed that I have broken your rules, worshipped my nafs in a few ignorant fools. But now I know the path leading me to thee. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, am asking you, please help me. I bow to you, am asking you, please help me. We are forgetful, leading lives so empty. We are forgetful, leading lives so empty. I may forget you, please don't you forget me. I may forget you, please don't you forget me. I do not know what kind of friend that you are. I do not know what kind of friend that you are. You come so near whenever I run so far. You come so near whenever I run so far. Wash all the sins away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ek dua subhanallah min ala wahab Allahumma salli ala siruna Muhammad wa ala ala siruna Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam takfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا الله ربي كريم, you are kind and generous رب, you give us each and every bounty that we have. ظلمنا أنفسنا, إلا we wronged our own self, we allowed ourselves to become distant from you, negligent of you, neglectful of you, disobedient to you. يا الله, we come to you on this night asking for your mercy, يا الله وارحمنا, يا الله send your mercy on us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Waghfir lana, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us for all the sins that we ever did. Forgive us for every sin of the heart. Forgive us for every sin of the eye. Forgive us for every sin of the tongue. Forgive us for the sinful thoughts that we think. Forgive us for the sinful desires that we feel. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to take out everything of sin from our heart, every opportunity of sin from our life, and protect us, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, the distance that came between us and you because of our sin, it'll remove that distance from you. your mercy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you are the best of merciful ones. Ya Rabbi Kareem, I ask that you forgive us for the opportunities wasted, for the time that we wasted, for the prayers that we missed, for the people that we hurt. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for every naqadri, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you gave us a blessing, Ya Rabbi Kareem, a wali from your awliya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we fail to value him, we fail to honor him, we fail to learn from him, we fail to benefit from him. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you took him away from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, surely he is in a better place. Ya Rabbi, we ask that you keep your special gaze on us still, Ya Allah. Keep your special mercy on us, Ya Allah. Shower your special love upon us, Ya Allah. You are Al-Hadi, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Guide us, Ya Allah. Guide us when we go astray. Remind us when we forget. Ya Rabbi, grant us ilm when we are ignorant. Grant us feelings when we have none. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you take out from our heart all the unlawful loves, the unlawful romance, the unlawful lust. Take out from our heart every attraction for Ghair Mahram, every infatuation with Ghair Mahram, every awareness of Ghair Mahram. Ya Rabbi Kareem, take out from our heart all the love of the world, the love of dunya, the love for money. Ya Rabbi, take out from our heart all the love we have for ourselves and our own accomplishments and our own achievements and our own talents. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, when you take all this out, then put in our heart love for you, a burning love for you. We too want to be ashadduhumma lillah. Ya Rabbi, pull our hearts with the love for you, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for his seerah, love for his sunnah, love for his sahaba, love for siddiqeen, shuhada, ulama, awliya, salihin. Ya Rabbi, put in our heart a love for all mu'mineen. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, unite us on this love, raise us on the day of judgment in this love, from the al-mutahabbuna fillah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he was as-sadiq al-mu'min, al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we loved your friends because actually we wanted to love you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept the love that we had for your friends. Befriend us, Ya Allah. We've seen in this world, Ya Rabbi Kareem, that they say a friend of a friend is a friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we tried to be friends with your friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we spent our life being friends of your friend. Ya Rabbi, they're here amongst us today who have spent their lives being friends with your friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, befriend us on this night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, a friend of a friend is a friend, Ya Allah. A friend of a friend is a friend, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hum aapke doston se dosti lagate the. Us samay aap se dosti lagana chahte the. Aaj apna dosti ka taaj pehna dijiye. Aaj hame bhi apna dost bana dijiye. Apna fazl se famla farmana. Aapka karam ka mamla hoga. Ya Rabbi Kareem, tu to zul fadl azim wali zaat hai. Tu to Rabbi Kareem wali zaat hai. Apne karam fazl se hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ask that you cast your special gaze of love on us and put in our heart the same love that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani had for you, but that same love in our heart, the same love that Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshband Bukhari had for you, but that same love in our heart, and the same love that Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti had for you, but that same love in our heart, and that love that Hazrat Khwaja Shahabuddin Suhrawardi had for you, but that same love in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, that same love that Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel had for you, that Mard-e Momin had for you, that yearning he had for you, that you took him in your Kaaba, you took him in Mataf, you took him near your home, Ya Rabbi Kareem, but that same love for you in our heart, that same fikr in our heart, that same gham in our heart, that same dard in our heart, Ya Rabbi Kareem, aapne to khab log phir manbaron se suna, to dil se raah hoti hai, Ya Rabbi Kareem, aap hamare dilon ko haal jante hain, آپ کرم کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے, اپنا فضل عنایت کر لیجئے, ہمارے دل اور سینے کو اپنی معرفت سے منور فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمارے ظاہر کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت سے مزین فرما, اور ہمارے باطن کو ان کے آداب اخلاق اور کیفیات سے مزین فرما. یا رب کریم, make us the true followers of صدیقین. If we cannot be true صدیقین, then make us the true companions of صدیقین, the true خدام of the صدیقین, the true friends of the صدیقین, the true students of the Siddiqeen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are untrue, we've come to be true. We have hearts that are rusted, we've come for Sibghatullah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, zang lekar aaye hain, aapka rang lene ke laaye hain. De dijiye Ya Allah, apne rang ata kar lijiye. Aapne to ek rang wala ko bheja, hum unke paas bhi pesh hote the, abhi tak zang hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hum nojawani is tarah guzara کہ یا رب کریم جب بال سفید ہوں گے پھر آپ مل جائیں گے. یا رب کریم بال بھی سفید ہونے شروع ہوں گے ابھی بھی دل کالا ہے. یا رب کریم ترس کھا لیجئے, ترس کھا لیجئے. یا رب کریم have mercy on us, یا اللہ. Be kind with us, be gentle with us, be soft with us, take pity on us. یا رب کریم take pity on us, یا اللہ. And out of your mercy send your karam on our heart, purify our heart of its sins, fill our heart with your love, fill our heart with your fear, fill our heart with zikr of you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, when your rahmah comes on someone, there is unbelievable effect. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there was a woman from Bani Israel, she was a prostitute, ya Allah. She gave a dog some water to drink. There is no mention of her iman, no mention of her amal, no mention even of her tawbah. But ya Allah, your gaze fell upon her. She had lost her haya, but your gaze fell upon her, and you forgave her, ya Allah. Allah, we are people of Tawheed, we are people of Iman, we are people of Salah, we are people of Amal. Allah, we have also lost our Haya, ya Allah. Allah, send that same gaze on our heart that you put on her heart and forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Fuzail ibn Ayyad, he was a thief, but your gaze fell on his heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you made him from the awliya. Ya Allah, he stole the wealth and property of others. Ya Allah, we have stolen our own haya. We have stolen our own iman. We have stolen our own deen. Humne apne kal par daku kar baithe hain. Ya Rabbi Kareem, cast the same gaze on our heart that you cast on his heart, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, when you yearn one nazar, ya Allah, cast one glance of rahmah upon us. Cast one glance of muhammah on us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have billions of servants, but we have only one you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have come to you in your masjid, in the house of your rahmah, in the house of your fazl. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us, ya Allah. We have nothing to offer except this broken heart. Ya Allah, you said, Ana inda munkasiratul qulub. Ya Allah, accept this broken heart. Accept this unmented heart. Ya Allah, put your nur in our heart. Put your rahmah in our heart. Put your fazl in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, all of those who are here are listening, whatever heartfelt du'as they have, honor their du'as, honor their wishes, fulfill their wishes. Anybody who has any difficulty, remove their difficulty. Remove their worry. And those who have only our own laziness to blame, Allah, remove this laziness, ya Allah. Let us become steadfast in deen. Let us become serious in our deen. Grant us istiqamat in deen, ya Allah, irhamar rahimeen. Ya Allah, just make this masjid a markaz of sukoon, a center of sukoon, center of itminan. Make it a sadaqa jariya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, yahan se aapne ek chashma jari kiya. Is chashma ko jari sari farma. Is chashma ko samundar bana. Is samundar ko دنیا کے چاروں طرف کی کنارے تک پہنچا. یا رب کریم, fill this masjid and produce from this masjid legions of muttaqeen musalleen, mukhlisin musalleen, of your muqarrabin musalleen, mahbubin musalleen, and make us all from your tawabeen. Ya Allah, ya Rahman Rahimeen. Rabbana takabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.